I think I have come up with a cure for baldness.
Really?
Like guys who go bald.
Yeah.
So I thought of this while I was vacuuming the dog beds. So the dogs, you know, because the summer, the shed, like crazy. So we got two dogs, and I don't know how they shed this much and right. still have hair. So I'm vacuuming the beds, and and all of a sudden, light bulb.
No way.
Dogs lose that much hair.
Right.
But it must regenerate so fast that it's, you know. So I'm thinking, you merge dog DNA with human DNA. Boom. Full head of hair.
And now you pee at a fire hydrant?
Well, that's a good point. How do you keep it so it's just the...
I know, right? Just the
hair?
Well,
how do you make sure you don't have a ton of hair all over your body?
I thought you were going to take it out of the vacuum and put it on
and
someone's
glue it?
Head.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking this is a permanent solution. You know, they do all these cool, weird genetic things where you can choose, like, the eye color of your baby and all that.
And you should go first.
So, what?
You and Oscar switch DNAs or...
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Petri dish.
What are you saying?
I'm going to say the first time I see you pee at a fire hydrant, I'm going to laugh and take a video. And first time I see you lick your you-know-whats.
Well, there's another reason to get the dog DNA.
All the things you could do.
Why'd you break up with Kyle? Well, merge with dog. Who needs anyone?
Oh my
well, that's
God.
True, because then I guess maybe you'd have other dog parts,
you'd have
too.
Your head out the window,
it wouldn't just
you know,
be the...
your gums going
right,
in the wind.
Right. Get pulled over. Sir, why are you driving with your head out the window? Because it's fun, and I feel the wind, and I love it, and all the smells.
Are you going to give me a treat?
Right. That's
oh,
true,
because okay.
it would be like...
Flawed.
Well, right. So it'd be like, oh my God, I just love my new head of hair. Squirrel! Oh my God, squirrel! You know?
Oh God, yeah. You'd have to come up with another way.
Well, maybe that wouldn't work out.
Good thing.
And then you'd have all the body hair of a dog, too. Yeah, see, I guess I haven't really...
You really
this was
haven't.
A thought I had while I was vacuuming dog beds, right. And it was like, oh, okay, that's how we can cure baldness, is we just, you know, merge, because obviously they don't have a baldness issue.
No.
You ever seen a bald dog?
No.
Aside from one that was shaved, you never seen a bald dog.
No.
You know, so what happens if dogs don't go bald and they lose all that hair, you know, why can't humans get a little piece of that?
Because dogs had to go without a lot of things, and so God gave them always have hair. Man got
that's
a lot
fine.
Of things, but he has to go without some stuff, and one of them is hair after about 33.
Okay, so if I have a full head of hair and I can lick myself, who needs pants? Another,
know. Don't forget, you're not going to have opposable thumbs, maybe.
Well, again, if I can lick.
Okay.
Who needs thumbs?
let me see you practice.
Plus, I'd get someone to walk around and clean up after me, you know?
Yes, I know, right?
It'd be perfect.
Right. Oh, God.
It'd be kind of like old age. Okay, I don't know. I got to think about that a little
bit. Yeah, let's
got to team up with some actual geneticist or something.
Right, okay.
But for now, Rogaine. It's 8:30. Hi, you're on the coast. Good morning. High tip today, 74. Well, now I've got all these weird thoughts going through my mind.
Sure,
and I'm just thinking,
you're practice licking.
I'd be awesome at yoga if I could do that.
Well, I guess it's a brand new day after all.
Start your day with Blake and Eva.